morning, Rabbeisai. Move on to the tefillah of Hoidu. Now, we know that there's actually interesting different minhagim about the tefillah. We know that there's a, between Ashkenazim and Sfardim, Ashkenazim say the tefillah of Hoidu after Baruch Shamar, and the Sfardim say prior to Baruch Shamar. And of course, you could choose, like us true blue Yemenites, which are becoming less and less defined, that they we don't say it at all during the week. We only say Hodu on Shabbos, correct? Yeah, okay. The minhag of the Yemenites, we do not include Hodu into the weekday tefillah. Yes, everyone wants to become Yemenite now. So some Mefarshim explain that the debate between the Ashkenazim and Sfardim of where we place Hodu is determining how you understand the tefillah of Hodu. The tefillah of Hodu, was used either as songs of praise accompanying the Arayin towards the Beis HaMikdash, and some say even prior to that would accompany the Arayin to the Mishkan. As well, it has references and is meant to be accompanying and praising the concept of both the Korban Tomei HaShachar and Korban Tomei Sheben Arbayim. So therefore, since there are those who say that since it's related to the Korbanos, that's why we say it prior to Baruch Shamar, like the part of the Korbanos on the morning of davening on the, before Baruch Shamar. And there are those who say that since it's part of praising Kadosh Baruch Hu, because of all the glory and honor and all the miracles he has performed for us, which is really the beginning part of Hodu, therefore we say part of the Sukkot Zimah, which we extol the praises of Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's another interesting concept, a theme which is developed, that if you weave your way through the Psukim, there are basically three themes, really two themes, which have three stages. One theme is the concept of the miracles which Kadosh Baruch Hu has performed for us throughout the years. Then there is the miracles of which we expect B'ez Hashem to happen. And then there is a connection to the future times, of which we know that even though we are today lacking and disconnected on a certain level from HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the Golus, but we have a commitment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and a promise from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that those days will end and once again we will see His tremendous glory. If you take a look towards the end of the Hodu, we have interesting psukim of Hurachum, Yechad Pa'avayin. It talks about Kel Nekamos Hashem, Kel Nekamos Sophia, Makosh Baruch Hu's revenge. Those are all the tefillahs which are talking about B'ez Hashem, the future time. So even though today we don't have the Kabbonis and we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, but we still say Makosh Baruch Hu's Behu Rachum. He has mercy upon us and will listen to our tefillahs no matter where we are, as long as they come from a sincere heart. And of course we end off with the famous Pasuk, V'ani B'chasecha B'tachti, Yogeli B'Bishosecha, that we have tremendous but faith in the Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, and we know that the day will come when we'll be able to rejoice, Yagel Libi B'Shuasecha, Ashiu L'Hashem Kigomol Alay, B'Shavas.